moth-inspired coating could improve solar efficiency. Anti-reflective coatings help solar cells collect as much of the sun's light as possible, boosting the power output. But typically, these thin film coatings work best at preventing the reflection of a specific wavelength of light, hitting perpendicular to the surface. They don't catch light of different wavelengths, coming in at other angles. Layering films of different materials of varying thicknesses yields more absorptive coatings, but that approach is expensive and difficult to do over large areas, says Peng Zhang, a chemical engineer at the University of Florida, Gainesville, who was not involved with the work. Nature provides an alternative design strategy for an affordable, broadband anti-reflective coating. Nocturnal moths navigate under the dim light of the moon and stars thanks to eyes made of arrays of micro-sized lenses called ommatidia, which are further patterned with dome-shaped nanostructures. This hierarchical design reduces reflection and also prevents water from beating up on the creature's eyes. But recreating such a design in the lab, by using moth eyes as tiny stamps or by plasma etching, has proved laborious. Although this earlier research has shown that the designs are useful, the methods are not compatible with large-scale manufacturing, says Hemant Kumar Rao of Singapore University of Technology Design. To solve this problem, Rao and Mohammed S.M. Saifullah of the Agency for Science, Technology Research, in Singapore, turned to nano-imprint lithography, a method for stamping high-resolution, nanoscale patterns over large areas. To create a reusable stamp, Rao and Saifullah first made two sets of nickel molds, one patterned with 200 nanometer diameter domes and one with microlenses 2 to 25 mm in diameter. The researchers then used these molds to pattern films of polycarbonate. First, they stamped the nanodomes and protected that pattern by spinning a thin coating of a sacrificial polymer on top. Afterwards, they stamped the larger microlenses. Finally, they washed away the sacrificial polymer, leaving a polycarbonate microlens array. The researchers then tested the moth-inspired arrays, comparing them with microlens arrays without the nanodomes, to see how much light they reflected. From 400 to 1000 nanometers in wavelength, the moth-inspired arrays reflected just 4.8% of light, compared with 8.7% reflected by the simple microlenses. When they varied the incident angle of the light, the nanodome-decorated arrays continued to perform about twice as well. The nanodomes also repelled water, which could help keep solar cells clean. The anti-reflective coatings perform impressively, says Zhang, who is also making bio-inspired anti-reflective coatings. Zhang says the Singapore group now needs to demonstrate that these methods can scale up to make coating square meters in size. Saifullah says he's currently adapting the imprinting technique to a roller printer that should be able to pattern large areas at high speeds. Source: Ken.